The George Zimmerman verdict has drawn national attention to stand-your-ground laws like the one on the books in the state of Florida. Virginia has no such law, but VCU political scientist Bob Holdsworth told WTVR-TV in Richmond there could be some efforts on the way to tweak the statutes that are on the books.
So my sense is that we will see some people trying to clarify self-defense.
Katie Hertz with the Virginia Public Access Project joins us now. Katie, self-defense in Virginia is governed as much by common law as by what's written in the code, and a newspaper reporter has taken a closer look.
In a recent Freelance Star article, Shellyann Davis examines this situation.
She writes that Virginia also has no statutory castle doctrine, which would allow someone inside their home to use deadly force against an intruder, and the General Assembly so far has been content to keep it that way.
During the 2012 General Assembly session, there were several bills that were filed to introduce castle law, and one of these was filed by Senator Richard Stewart. His bill, as he describes, essentially just sought to codify what already exists in Virginia as common law, that if an intruder is threatening you in your home, you may shoot to kill them. But you cannot shoot to kill them if they are merely threatening your personal property. It's only if there's a threat on your own life.
The majority opinion in Richmond seems to be that Virginia is doing fine with things as they are.
Exactly, and they also worry there could be unintended consequences we may not even see at this time, so they did not pass those bills.
Here's a point of Virginia law that some people may not know about. Parents who can demonstrate a legitimate religious objection to public education can homeschool their children with no involvement of any kind by the state.
In a recent article in the Washington Post by Susan Sfaluga, she profiles one family that really seems to encapsulate the debate about Virginia as a religious exemption law. For Josh Powell, when he was growing up in Buckingham County, he was homeschooled by his parents, and his parents did use this religious exemption.
Now that means no curriculum requirements, no standardized testing, nothing at all from the government.
Virginia's law is unlike any other in the country right now, which is particularly interesting now when U.S. public education is becoming increasingly uniform, and many states are actually sharing more common standards of what children should be learning.
Well, it's all raising some questions about the kind of education these kids are getting.
Definitely. In Josh's case, he actually wanted to attend school. He and his 11 siblings were all taught by their mother, primarily, who is a University of Virginia graduate, but he feared that the education he was receiving was inadequate. For example, even by the time he was 16, he'd never written an essay, and he couldn't solve basic algebra problems. Supporters of the religious exemption law say that this law ensures an important liberty. After all, they say, one of the defining principles of U.S. democracy is religious freedom. But on the other hand, opponents argue that the Founding Fathers also believed education was essential to a successful nation. And they warn that this religious exemption statute leaves open the possibility that the 7,000 children throughout the state whose parents currently claim this exemption may not be receiving an adequate education.
Katie Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You'll find their daily roundup of newspaper reporting from around the Commonwealth at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.